started. Let's get it started.
Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, diddly-dee. Hey, this is Miles.
Hey, all right. How's it going, Miles?
Good. Oh, good. Good.
Yeah? You got...
Good.
Anything going on? You got... What are you doing there? Anything happening? Anything, You know, I watched... Well, actually, I didn't watch it. I saw it after the fact. That Clint Eastwood...
Yeah.
At the Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I do that every Sunday. Talk to an empty chair.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Well, I'm talking about you. That's what I... Anyway.
Never mind. Oh, I see. I don't... Yeah, I didn't... I mean, I heard what he did. I didn't watch any of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just saw it online afterwards. I didn't watch
it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I probably did not watch it.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, that guy's getting up there, man. He's like 82 years old, so.
Yeah.
He went out there. That's ballsy. That guy's got some balls.
Nah, what does he care?
That's true. True
enough. He ain't got long to go, man.
I just like the empty chair bit. I thought, yeah, you know, it's... I feel like that sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. That's good. Yeah, pretty much, huh?
All right, that didn't go over well. I thought it'd be funny. Maybe I guess if you would have watched it or something.
I'm sorry, I did not watch it. It was not.
All right, I was just curious. Didn't see it after the fact or anything.
No, I did not. No.
I tried to watch part of it. I just couldn't. It was just I don't know. Took too long. If you ask me, a little slow.
I'm just waiting for the whole thing to be done with Terry Shirley.
No, that's true.
I just don't give a shit. I don't care.
I don't give a shit. Halloween's coming up. There's candy.
Yeah, I don't care. I think we're just screwed no matter what.
I'm gonna get some candy.
I want some candy.
Get some candy, mama.
Section candy. Here.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking of Halloween coming up.
And sex.
Sex? Oh, I want sex and candy. That's a good song. 11 Rockets. Sex and candy.
What?
Well, it wasn't Love and Rockets.
Love and Rockets? What the fuck?
That was Marcy Playground, right?
Who the hell? Are you Byron Duddle? Man, fucking Love and Rockets. What the fuck? It's like two people that listen to Love and Rockets. And I guess it was just you and Byron Duddle.
I listen to Love and Rockets.
I listen to Love and Rockets. Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
All right. Well, whatever. All right.
Hey, I want to thank you for liking a Like a Boss. Thank you.
No comment.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just trying to support the people.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Anyway, if you go to Miles' Facebook, you'll figure out what it is. There you go. That's just a tip.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? Oh my goodness.
It's show research.
That.
I like to post dirty things up on Smidge Curdle Bomb's wall so him and his children can watch it.
So yeah, him and his kids can take a look. Yeah.
Oh boy.
You would think that the guy would find some privacy, I guess.
Dad, what's that lady in that Coke bottle doing?
That's right.
I don't know, son. I don't know.
Miles is my gateway to many things, so there you go.
Yeah, really dirty. Oh, there's another one. Oh boy,
it's not really.
Just clicking it, right through them.
It's
right
not
now.
Overly
like,
dirty. I mean, it's not.
No, his
too
fingerprints
dirty.
Aren't on it. You know, like I basically, he lives. You live through me.
That's right. That's what I do. I live through you.
Oh, look at that dirty thing. Oh, twins.
Twins.
He likes twins. Look at that.
Look at that. Boy, Miles likes a lot of things.
I do like twins, actually. It is on.
Nice.
I know these two pervs on there. I just follow their lead. Man.
Conjoined. Conjoined twins. Yeah.
I just like to do a lot of shows. Research.
I like my twins conjoined so the other one can't get away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just thought I'd take Ernest Borgnine's advice.
That's right. That guy, he said he likes to masturbate.
A lot.
I know. This
a
is
lot
only a couple
key words there.
This is only a couple of years before I kicked it, too. So.
Yeah. Well,
I'm telling you, that Ernest Borgnine.
I ran out of that thing.
He knew where it was at, you know what I mean?
Game over.
All right. Well, anyway, so, I was speaking of Halloween. Sorry.
No, Halloween, go ahead.
The other night, you know, I got this big couch. Did I tell you I got this big couch?
You neglected to tell me you have a big couch.
I thought I told you about the big couch. I've had it for a while now.
No.
Oh, really? Okay. We got this big couch.
No, Lunette, tell me all about your big comfy couch.
Who?
Lunette and Molly, Haunted or Dolly on the big comfy couch.
Come on. I don't think I know that.
Oh, PBS.
Yeah, I don't. You're watching those kids shows or something.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
So I got this big couch.
Yeah.
You know, like a sectional thing.
Yes.
So we got the kids. Everybody wanted to get this big couch. We ended up getting this big couch. I think I mentioned this to be honest, because the guys put it together wrong, but we kept it anyway. Anyway. So we got this big couch, so everybody can sit on it. What?
Is this supposed to be an S shape? I don't think it is. Oh, yeah, it's all right. It's fine, sir.
It's fine. Sign sir, here. Sign
we're
here.
Furniture professional, sir.
That's
please.
Right. Hey, it was like that. But anyway.
We're going to go back to wards now.
Yeah, monkey wards. So we got the big couch, and everybody's on the big couch the other night. Stop me if I've mentioned this. On the big couch, and... And we're watching a show or something, and the next thing I know, my son goes, "Look at that giant spider."
Okay.
And the spider I'm dropping the name now. The guy who fights the windmills, Don Quixote.
Okay.
This giant spider comes bounding. I've never seen a spider do this. He shoots across the floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And goes up the side of this big... We've got this big hassock, you know, this big footstool?
Yeah.
Shoots up the side of this footstool, jumps onto it on the top, right? From the side to the top. And is like, dun-da-da-da! You know what I mean? I mean, this thing... And this thing is huge. It's like, you know, size of a dollar bill or something with the legs. I mean, this is like a massive spider. And
was
so,
like a big wolf spider or something?
Yeah, it was a big wolf spider, exactly.
Oh, shit. Those are big, yeah.
I didn't know what it was. I'm like, holy crap. The kids scatter. They leave me alone. My wife happened to be upstairs. The kids just leave.
Bye, Dad.
Yeah. Later. And,
Bring me a shoe.
This thing is on the footstool. Exactly. And I'm like, well, give me something to bash it with. And it is just like, you know, the Schwarzenegger of spiders just staring me down. And I'm like, holy crap, what the
giving
hell?
You the middle finger. Like,
it is.
Ew.
It was on the remote. It's like it's going to change the channel, you know?
Great. We're stuck with BBC hours.
That's right. You know, he's tired. I'm tired of this shit right now. I'm going to take care of this. We got a TiVo, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm like, what? I'm just like, I didn't know what to do. And I'm saying, get me something. And I was worried about hitting it because in the past we've had little spiders, right?
Yeah.
And I will smack them on the footstool and that would shoot them way up in the air. So,
there's a movie in this, man. There's a movie. I have the rights to it right now.
I'd smack these little spiders and I would launch them like into nowhere. You know what I mean? They'd just be gone. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that to this one. I need something that's going to, you know, make it's just going to stay there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm looking around. I can't find anything. I yell at my wife. I say, give me some bug spray. What I want to do is incapacitate it and then squish it.
Want to do it high first.
That's right.
Kill it.
So, because, I mean, this footstool is springy as hell, man. It's like a trampoline for bugs. And So my wife comes down, and she hands me Windex. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? This is a bug spray. She's like, I couldn't find any. So luckily, she's got the broom as well, and she took over at that point. She's had enough of me when I said, "What the hell are you doing with the Windex?" She comes down, pow, with the broom. Leg goes shooting off.
Oh, geez.
She brushes it off. It's on the floor, trying to crawl away with all the rest of its legs.
Oh, fuck.
She goes, pow, and these legs just go flying.
Oh,
these giant spider legs. It's just carnage, and she just grinds it down into the carpet. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And there's, like, legs everywhere.
Oh, my God. I want to draw a picture of this so bad.
I think this is, like, you know, they say death by cop.
Yeah.
This was death by broom. This spider was ready to go, man. He was just... So then I had to go pick it up. So I go to pick it up. I get the body part. She's like, there's a leg. No, you missed another leg. There's a leg.
Oh, God.
This guy just exploded.
Oh, God.
And then the kids wouldn't come back down because, you know, this was a wolf spider. It was huge. And it just came out of nowhere and,
Yeah.
It was like, you know, Uncle Bernie took his dick out at Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Everybody's just scattered.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was bizarre.
Sounds like the end of the movie The Gray, man, with Liam Neeson.
Oh, I
don't know
that.
Who's gonna win, the wolf, the spider, or the guy.
That's
man.
Right, that's right. So I'm standing there after all this is over holding the damn Windex, wondering what the hell's going on, so
Windex.
I'm like, what the
cleans and shines and kills spiders.
Does this kill things? I don't think so. So, yeah, that was just one. And then now my son swears he keeps seeing the babies that are going to come get us. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's like, I looked under the couch today, Dad. There's all these baby spiders.
I was having nightmares now, I think.
For a day, it was. Because, I mean, this is the largest spider I've ever seen in the house, so...
For the benefit of Mr. Spider, yeah. There'll be a show tonight on
I told you we had a skink
Ottoman.
In the house once, right? A skink?
Do, 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 do. The Windex will all be there.
That's right.
Until, broken brooms.
So Bob's wife comes down with a broom and starts cleaning the house. So yeah, she fucked that spider right up. I'll tell you that right now. There was no
Bob.
Fooling around.
Bob's wife will kick ass.
Yeah, while he's like still standing there.
Wow, man, you honked her off, man. She's like, give this broom to me, I'm
No, she had the broom. I didn't have the broom. She brought it down, so.
Whoa, ho, ho,
ho. Yeah.
Whoa.
No, it was more like Thor's hammer. It just went boom, and the spider just disintegrated. Bah!
Spider, do you remember how I said I was going to kill you last?
That's right.
I lied.
His legs just shooting off in every direction like they're projectiles. She hit that thing hard, man.
You terminated that mepher.
That's right.
What is she, Sarah Connor?
That's Sarah Connor. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I failed her, right? I was Rick Rossovich in the first movie that gets thrown around. I'm going to fuck you up, man. You remember the first movie that dude that gets thrown around the apartment?
Yeah.
That was me. I just got tossed into the mirror or whatever and got all cut up and died.
Game over, man. Game over.
Game over. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
So, yeah, this big-ass spider.
No!
My daughter wouldn't go down there for a day in the family room. She was all freaked out by that thing. I mean, it's jumped out there. It just was like, look at me!
Swing away, Meryl. Swing away.
Everybody bend over. I'm going to spider fuck ya.
Like the end of Signs, you know. Swing away, Meryl.
Swing away.
You're gonna die, MF-er.
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
That's right.
So no one hurts my family like this.
That was my exciting night there.
Oh my gosh.
Put a crimp on the TV watching there that night, so I got two cats and a dog, and they didn't do anything. Two dogs and a cat, I mean.
Oh, sure, they don't care. Like, whatever.
Yeah. They usually eat bugs. Anyway.
Well, you need a good dog.
Especially the cat. The cat loves to eat spiders. So.
You think, yeah.
He's always got them in his mouth. The legs are wiggling out of his mouth.
Oh, pretty good.
I think they were scared of this thing, too, man. It was like the Expendables right there.
I don't see any spider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see a spider. So, yeah, that was the big news here recently. So.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Well, what's going on in your world? I mean, I got spiders. Giant spiders. Like Harry Potter-sized spiders. You know?
Well, my story's not even that exciting. Mine's going to be boring here, so anyway. The kids want to take a road trip and go to a concert last night.
Oh, really? What'd you guys go? Did you go? I saw the Facebook picture. They played Sabotage or something. So.
Yeah, we went to Nauvoo, Illinois.
Nauvoo, home of Joseph Smith, was there for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy. You love that guy. He porked a lot of chicks.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. But. So I knew I was going to get stuck as the transportation guy, so I'm like, okay, so. I ended up taking, like, my two guys plus, like, they got two buddies, right?
Yeah, there you go. Dad, buy us beer? Will you buy us beer on the way?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I did a road trip.
I got Bob's video camera in case anything interesting happens.
Hey, chicks, show their tits. I'll be ready.
That's right.
We're going to get So, like, we got there way too early. I'm like, what the hell? You know, because
sound check.
Yeah, I mean, music was supposed to start at, like, 7. We got there at 6.
Yeah.
Because only half of us had tickets. You know, I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, they're all, you know, there's, like, these, you know, like, 6, like, shitty rides set up. You know, I posted some pictures, you know.
That's the carnival you were at, huh?
Yeah, if you want to call it a carnival. I mean, you know, they had, you know, deep fried Oreos. And
oh, yeah, I saw that. That's disgusting.
All sorts of crap, you know, like all your typical poor man's midway. You know?
What's a rich man's midway? I don't know. I never.
Oh, lady of the Oreos. Did they have some nice cans? I'll give her that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or she leaned over, you could see some cans.
Like, oh, really? Okay, there you go.
Very nice.
Don't get burnt by that hot oil.
Hell yeah. But, just to keep going here real fast, like the big, it was like a big tent, you know, big, really big tent. And like a quarter of it was like gated off for like the younger kids, you know, like the non-drinking people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, like, the rest, the other three quarters was, like, the drinking section, you know.
Okay. That's how they divided it. All right.
Yeah, they were trying to, you know, make sure kids weren't drinking beer, which is probably a good idea. And I think it worked. I think it was successful.
Oh, was it? Okay. I don't think those things ever work out, to be honest with you.
But I met up with a couple guys I used to work with.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so, like, we're all, like, you know, as men like to do, we were kind of critiquing the women, you know, as we like to do.
Okay.
And I know you were
in the drinking section or the non-drinking?
No, we were in the drinking section. No, we had parked right in the middle of Terra Firma, right in the middle of...
Yeah.
And we were, like, critiquing ass and whatever.
Oh, there you go.
As we like to do.
Sure.
We're all, like, in the same age. Actually, these guys are probably close to your age, but...
Oh, okay, so they're younger, is that what you're saying?
And I know, because I know you love ass, but this lady had the weirdest ass, man, I tell you what. It was like two people in one. It was really weird.
Really? Like what? What do you mean by that?
This lady looked to be like in her, I don't know, my age, a little bit older, right?
In her 40s somewhere.
Yeah. So from the hips up, she's like a very skinny woman. Okay. Very petite, skinny woman. From like the hips down, with like Jar Jar Binks or something.
Jar Jar Binks. What do you
she
mean?
She had some funky legs, like these Misa. Big, like pillar-like legs or something. Like this huge ass. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't remember Jar Jar having a huge ass. But,
I don't know. I don't know. She just had some funky, weird hips. It was like,
she was like a Weeble.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what the fuck happened to this woman? That's really weird. Like, she's like Karen Carpenter up top, and yet she's like... You know what I'm saying? She's like...
That's a baby-producing lady right there.
It's like Kathy Bates down below, but yet you got... you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't a bad-looking woman, but it was just weird. It was like, God.
She had a giant ass, huh?
Yeah, but it was weird. Like, the legs and the ass was like pillars, you know? Like, freaking pillars. I'm like, Jesus.
Maybe she, like, has a piecemeal job where she sits all day and moves her arms or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's got, like, a
great upper body, but, man, I don't know what happened to that waist. But, man, I'm like, wow.
So what happened? Which one of you guys hit on her, then?
None,
okay.
Yeah, only one was single. The other two are married. So.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That doesn't stop you at the old, drinking section.
No, I wasn't drinking, though. They begged me to drink. Miles, drink with us, drink. I got a show for four kids home, man.
Yeah.
I can't. You know, that's all I need, you know. Miles kills four kids on the way home.
Survives.
That's not going to look good on a resume. You know?
Yeah. You survive, the kids die.
I'm sorry, went in the river. I'm sorry, they didn't make it.
That's right. It's your own Chappaquiddick.
I'm sorry. I'm Susan Smith, man. Yeah. Sorry. it was just weird, and all the different weird people. It was like people in Western Illinois are not in shape, man. It's like a giant Jenny Craig commercial going on.
That's everywhere.
Man, oh man.
It's in California.
And then I see like a couple, I go, I was thinking, and I didn't say anything at first, I go, that looks like a couple women hugging each other from behind.
Oh, really? I wasn't there, so, you know, I got my hair cut, so.
Yeah, no, I thought, I was like, what the, is that too, so I was thinking, I'm like, hey, that looks like, so I turn over to my buddy and go, hey, just about that time, he goes, hey, check out those two chicks over there hugging each other. I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, they're into that,
that's nice.
Like, he read my mind, like, before I
had a chance,
like, his radar went off too, he's like, oh yeah, you're looking at that, weren't you? I'm like, yeah.
There you go.
He goes, oh, yeah, I know their MO. Yeah, they're into that.
Does he know who they were?
Yeah, he knew who they were. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I know who they are. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's weird. No, it was weird. It was just like a weird, like, people watching opportunity, you know, drunk people running into people. Oh, sorry. Sorry, build your beers. Sorry.
Anybody wet themselves besides yourself, or...?
I didn't know if someone pissed their pants or shat themselves. No, I did not see that. I saw the hints of certain tattoos, which I didn't see the whole tattoos.
Oh, okay, yeah, a lot of...
But, yeah, just a bunch of,
You were playing Captain Ahab there?
Yeah, because I am, like, so in shape and everything else.
Darcy blows, let's see the whale tail or what?
Yeah, just seeing some really, like, you know, the facts of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like a bunch of Natalie's. A bunch of Natalie's together. And they're going to party and, like, shake their ass. And,
yeah.
You know, oh, wow. Wow, it's just what I didn't want to see.
Yeah. You take the good? No.
There wasn't many Blairs. There was, you know, yeah, you get...
a whole lot of Natalie, huh?
Yeah, like a Natalie convention. It was like,
Natalie.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Natalie. How many Natalie's you up to now?
Oh my gosh. Like,
speaking of Blair, she's going to be on Survivor this year. Did you hear that?
I heard that, yes.
Yeah. Your wife can cheer her on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because my wife took a shit, right? And she. My wife was at an all women convention. For people who don't know, a few years ago, my wife went through this religious all women thing. And my wife had to, you know, go number two. And, she went number two, and as she's leaving, like, the actual real Blair, Lisa Welchow, came into the bathroom. Oops. Hey, you take the good, you take the bad.
Anybody got a... Lisa, you got a match?
Ooh, Lisa. Ooh.
Yeah, nice.
Do not.
Do not.
Go in there. That's not, yeah, my wife, yeah, airs it out for a freaking week as well, so.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Oh, man, what a nightmare.
So you didn't, you know, get any kind of porta-potty action yourself there the other night, or no?
I found, like, the farthest away porta-potties I could use, because I did not want to stand in line with other people. I just, like... I was trying to open this door. This guy's in there taking a shit. Like, hold on.
Sorry.
I didn't wait. I didn't know who did it. You're like, oh, I'm in here digging something.
I'm surprised you're not one of those people that like has a like catheters himself and has a little vial strapped to his leg or something.
I thought about that actually. Yeah, I thought because I saw an episode of. Big Bang the other night. I was watching that. And,
oh, did they do that on that show?
Well, I think someone had mentioned, I think it was Howard had mentioned he had that or something.
Oh, really? Okay.
But, no, it was good. It was a good band. Two good bands there. So, yeah.
Oh, well, good. Did you talk to them?
Yeah, I did. I talked to the lead singer a little bit, I don't know. But.
Did you compare him to Corey Feldman?
No, I go, hey, man, could you sign this for my kid? And he signed the ticket stuff. I go, hey, man, I like your golfing pictures on your website, man. Really cool. He's like, oh, yeah, man, thanks, man.
You're such a sucker.
I go, hey, man, I'm from Static Radio.
Yeah.
He's like, Miles Kyle, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, I listen all the time. No,
can
okay.
I get a free disc? Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me some free swag at the table.
Nah, he was in a hurry. He's like trying to... take a crap or something. We're like, hey man, can I have an autograph? He's like, yeah, sure, man.
Yeah,
sure,
whatever.
Mean Joe, can I have an autograph?
Hey,
sure, okay, yeah, get out of here, man.
Are you with that chick with the giant ass and the small...
yeah, the small titties with the giant ass, man. I mean, if there was some discreet way to take their picture, I was going to. I'm like, man, you would not believe this.
Oh, you can take their picture. Come on, you got a camera phone. Just...
I don't know. Yeah, I know, but I just in case I get busted doing it. Like,
you have you have the guy stand beside her, and then you just move over a little bit, and bang, you got it.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, could you go over there and just
that's
flex
right.
muscles and
stand
yeah.
there and give me some signs, and I'll take this other person's picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, after like 6 hours, I was like totally cramped up, man. I was like, oh. I was like standing there for like 6 hours, man. I was like, geez.
Oh my gosh.
I know, like, oh man.
I'm surprised you didn't go out to the car and fall asleep or something.
Oh no, my one of my kids did though. He's like, I'm bored, I'm just gonna go.
Oh really? He went and he didn't like it?
Yeah, he was riding some of those little crappy rides. He's like, I don't feel good. He just like passed out. He's like,
I ate a bunch of fried Oreos.
Yeah, and then his little buddy's like, I'm going to go start a fight somewhere. I'm like, no, you're not going to start a fight anywhere. How about you go watch the show, okay? Yeah.
I'm going to go start a fight.
Yeah, this kid's always got some story like this. I'm going to beat up three guys, man. I'm just going to do it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Here, give me your wallet.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to know that I'm responsible for you, so...
Yeah, I know. I like, the whole night, I'm like, shit, because, you know, they were, like, in the non-drinking section, I'm in the drinking section, and... I'm like, great, you're just in case these little, you know, kids gets arrested, what am I going to do, you know? Like,
yeah.
How do I explain that to their dad, you know? Like, oh, man.
I thought you were paying attention, Miles.
I was. I was in the drinking tent paying attention to that lady's ass.
You're the responsible adult.
Yeah, I know. You know, like half the night I didn't know whether these kids were or nothing. I'm like, oh, man. So, yeah, it was just crazy. It was just weird. Like, you know, watching all these dopers running the rides. Like, everyone looks like they're high. I'm like, oh. Hey, man. Hey, fat guy. You want to ride the swings, too?
That's right.
No, I don't.
All right. Okay.
All right, man, whatever. I'm going to go get high. Hold on.
That's right. Hold on.
I mean, really, everyone looks like they're high. All right,
well,
man.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, come on. Let's be honest. If you were running the rides, wouldn't you?
No, man. I'm getting $6 an hour running those rides, man.
Oh, give me a...
I felt sorry for the fat bastards. They had a couple guys look like your buddy Mark sitting around those games, like, you know, like, you know, like throw darts, you know, like, and pop balloons, you know, or, yeah, you know, like guys like just like your buddy Mark, like sitting around, shirts unbuttoned and stuff. I'm like, oh,
it's probably
shit.
Hot.
It was, well, it was hot. Yeah, it was humid. Hurricane Isaac, you know, was raining. You know, it was a sprinkle. You know.
Yeah. See. Well, there you go.
I guess I don't know. They all look like your buddy though. It's weird.
Hey, you want to throw some darts, fat guy with the bear's hat?
You like darts, sir? No, you fuck off with your darts. Stick them up your ass. I don't know.
Nice.
I don't play darts.
I'm heading over to the drinking tent. I'm
coming out with my two buddies there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, we're looking for some strange. Yeah. The one guy is the guy who had the extramarital affair. He had an affair with the girl that had the shaved...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember, I did a story a long time ago about a guy who was doing a chick that was had her, you know, who all
she
shaved
was,
up.
She's a shaved cooter.
Yeah, that was one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't usually go out, so it's like a rare thing for me to do something like this, you know.
Yeah, really, I'm surprised. I never go. I'd never do that. Are you kidding me?
I know. Actually, I get home like 12:30 or something. Like, yeah, I'm tired.
I'd never go do that. I'm like, jeez Louise.
I think I slept till like 10 o'clock today. I'm like,
I'm all tired.
I was tired. I had to sleep and drive with the windows down. I'm like, tired.
Honey, I'm so tired. I was looking at asses all night.
I was like, man, freakish ass. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, if you ever do get pictures at the... concert of the freakish ass, you'll put them where?
Go ahead and get on Facebook and post some Bob Lamette. He'll like to see that. He's into that.
He's into that. Thanks.
Miles Title, Facebook, Twitter, Miles _ Title.
You got a new Twitter follower this week, right?
Yes. I got
who would that be again? I can't
remember. Some postal person, Marge the postal carrier or something, and then I don't know who that is, and my Manny's cousin or something, and then we have Kimberly Anderson from the Chicago Bliss.
Kim Anderson. Oh, she's following you on Twitter, eh?
She's following me. Yeah, she's following my ass.
Following you.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. How interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Put the vibe out, and she took it. She's like, oh, you got the vibe, huh? I'm like, yep.
Yeah, I got the vibe. All right. Well, there's a phone number that I don't have handy, and you can call that if you go to the website. There's a click on the call me button. Google Voice will connect you for free.
Do your best fake orgasm. We'd like to hear that. Male or female.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you matter? Or?
Best fake orgasm contest this week, so call up.
Somehow I feel that somebody might actually call on that one.
No one's ever taken us up on that. You know, I've mentioned it a few times, and I've yet to have anyone.
We've got the fake orgasm or just a call?
Well, I know people have called on it, but I mean, I double dog dare you, those listening right now. Don't even leave your name. Just call up. I double dog dare you if you're listening to this right now. All three people who listen to the show. Yeah.
To do what? What are you doing?
Call them to a fake orgasm.
Oh, fake orgasm. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, male or female. You heard it here first, folks.
I think Mary's would be funny. He'd be like,
sounds like Frankenstein. Come on. Oh, my gosh. Do you just want the noises or do you want the talk as well? You know what I mean?
The talk, like, who's your daddy?
Yeah, like, you like that, you know.
Do you like it like this bitch? Like,
where do you
like,
want it?
How do you like? I don't, yeah, okay, yeah, I don't, yeah.
I don't think I want to hear that part.
Yeah, who's your daddy? You like it more like this?
Yeah, I don't think I want to hear that.
That's the way your sister likes it, come here.
That's right, yeah. This is going up your nose. No.
All right, now that's crossing the line right there. That crosses the line, man.
All right, well, you've heard Miles, he double dog dared you, so
So if you want me to come to your concert, you know, maybe I will. Who knows?
I'll check out everybody's ass at your concert for free.
I'll critique asses at a concert. You know. Well, there's nothing else to do. I wasn't drinking. What else am I going to do? You know, there's nowhere to sit. You know, I had to stand up for 6 hours.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
And eat fried Oreos.
Nice.